Good morning. This is session 4128, 10:30 in the morning on Tuesday, November 10th. The title of this session is Starting and Sustaining Nurse Family Partnership Programs. And thank you for the interest in this special program. I am Dr. Kay Kinsey, the session moderator, is one of the four presenters. I have one request, mute your phone. Thank you. The session objectives are to describe strategies that are successful in establishing a nurse family partnership, evidence-based home visitation model, and understand the challenges and strategies to deal with those challenges related to long-term program stability. Our first presenter, Ms. Tara Deckert, will describe roles and responsibilities supporting the Pennsylvania statewide nurse family partnership program. Ms. Deckert is a senior program officer with Public-Private Ventures, Replication and Expansion Services, and is a program manager for Pennsylvania's initiative. She provides oversight and technical assistance to existing Pennsylvania nurse family partnership agencies and provides guidance to organizations interested in becoming a nurse family partnership provider to assure fidelity to the evidence-based model. Our second presenter, a dear colleague of mine, Dr. Christina Esperit, shares the experience of recently implementing the nurse family partnership program in Lubbock, Texas through a nurse-managed center. Dr. Esperit is a professor and associate dean for research and practice at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center School of Nursing. She is the Community Health Foundation Regents Professor in Rural Health Disparities and is currently directing a community-based research project focused on the prevention of childhood obesity in West Texas. Dr. Esperit has been nationally recognized for her work. She's obtained funding for institution and other community organizations exceeding $13 million. She's a fellow of the American Academy of Nursing, the Primary Healthcare Policy, HRSA, and the Robert Wood Johnson Executive Nurse Program. I'm the moderator and also the third presenter, and also share the honor of being a fellow in the American Academy of Nursing with Chris, and have served as the chair of the Public Health Nursing Section of the American Public Health Association. I'm the administrator of the Philadelphia Nurse Family Partnership since its inception. And as an administrator and in my previous position as a director of an academic nurse-managed center, I too have worked very hard to obtain a lot of external funding to have programs work and be innovative programs to meet the needs of vulnerable populations. And I will share our lessons learned, our outcomes and challenges, and what we envision as future work to improve the well-being of the most vulnerable in our community. The fourth presenter is Ms. Eudora Burton. Ms. Burton will explain the Philadelphia Nurse Family Partnership's 2008-2011 Opening Doors Housing Specialist Social Work or roles and responsibilities to support our graduation goal of having our clients remain in the program and obtain the goal of 60% retention until graduation, as well as how we need to support our life goals of our mothers. She'll describe briefly what we've developed to implement the Opening Doors program. Ms. Burton earned a BS in business from Pierce College, a master's degree in social and community service with a master's certificate in professional counseling, is currently a doctoral learning in Capella University in human services. She has worked in the social services and housing resource field for more than 21 years. And I do wish to acknowledge all the wonderful NFP nurses who have joined us for this session, as well as our AmeriCorps Vista worker, Jessica Graham, who has the responsibility of holding up the signs that say 5 minutes and 1 minute. All right, a question and answer session will conclude this session, but that we also have some handouts in the back and we can certainly facilitate for you anything else that you might want. I know that paper is very heavy when you're traveling a long distance and we would like to not have you do that. And our first presenter will be Tara Deckert. And what we're probably going to do is, we as session presenters are going to sit in the audience. It's easier to see the way they've set it up. It's much easier to see what is being presented. Tara.
Thanks, Kay. Good morning, everyone. How are you? Good, good. I see a lot of familiar faces. Welcome. It's good to see you. And welcome to those, welcome to Philadelphia for those of you from out of town. I am actually, as Kay mentioned, work for an organization called Public-Private Ventures, which is located right here in Philadelphia. We also have offices in New York City and also in California, but I am based here, so I love this city. Enjoy your time here. I'm going to talk a little bit. We're a partnering agency. Public Private Ventures is a partnering agency of the Nurse Family Partnership National Service Office. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that relationship in just a little bit. But first, I'm going to just, by a show of hands, how many people have heard of Nurse Family Partnership? Mostly everyone. Okay, so because I'm going to fly through a little bit of the program goals and the components. I've provided information on the back table. I'm going to ask that you rely on that because we don't have a lot of time to spend on the program specifics. I got to figure out this technology at the same time. I'm supposed to make a disclosure. I have no relationships to disclose. Okay. So, Nurse Family Partnership is a unique community health program that was designed to transform the lives of first-time at-risk moms. It was approximately 30 years ago, a little bit more than 30 years ago, that our founder, a gentleman by the name of Dr. David Olds, was working at an inner-city daycare not too far from here in Baltimore, Maryland, where his experience working in that daycare led him to suspect that it was by the age of 3 or 4 that children that came from disadvantaged homes were more likely to get into trouble. And so through his experience, he suspected, or he investigated, at what point do we need to get involved in these children's lives to make a difference? And it was through that research and his work there that it led him to believe that he needed to design a program that was for first-time mothers and to get involved in these children's lives as early as possible. Like the one pictured here, first-time mothers. One of the things there's four important things that I'd like you to leave with today. If you remember nothing from my presentation, remember these four things. Nurse Family Partnership is an evidence-based program. As I mentioned, David Olds, developed this program 30 years ago. And over those 30 years, he's continued to evaluate the program to show results. And through that evidence, we've shown that the mothers in our program, we transform the lives of the mothers in our program. They do better in school, better economic well-being, and they're just more active and involved parents in the lives of their children. We're unique in the aspect that we partner our clients, our patients, with registered nurses, and it's a unique relationship where the clients feel that the expertise of the nurse helps them in a time in their lives where there's extreme anxiety and transition. And finally, another important point is that we've had numerous outside independent research studies that have shown that the Nurse Family Partnership can more than pay for itself, an economic potential return of $5.70 return on every dollar invested in the program. I like this quote. This is a quote from a Pennsylvania mom, obviously near and dear to my heart because of my experience in Pennsylvania. For those of us in the room who are mothers or parents, being a first-time parent is a wonderful experience, but at the same time does not come without anxiety. So as you can imagine, our clients who are higher risk, who are potentially living in poverty, possibly domestic violence situation, are young, lack an education. You can imagine that this anxiety is even more profound and the generational risk is even greater. Okay. I'm going to talk, as I mentioned, I provided packets on Nurse Family Partnership in the back of the room. On the left side of that packet, I provided some fact sheets. So I'm going to quickly go through some of the program goals and components. And if you have questions afterwards, I'll be at the end of the presentation, I'll be more than happy to answer them. Why do we start so early? Why did Dr. Olds develop this program for women who are in pregnancy? What this graph shows is that the most influential time in a child's life is in their first 30 months, including time in utero. And it's during this 30-month time period that a nurse can have the most profound impact on those, on the mothers and the children as their growth. It's during this time period that functions related to vision, hearing, and language development the research shows that functions are developed the most in that 30-month period. Nurse Family Partnership is an intense program. Our nurses go through intense training to be able to adhere to the standards of the program and to achieve three important goals. The first is to improve pregnancy outcomes, which we want our mothers to receive prenatal care. We want them to practice good hygiene and also reduce risky behaviors associated with cigarette smoking, alcohol consumption. The second is improve child health and development. Our goal is to have our mothers and our parents become more active and involved and more present in the lives of their children. And finally, the third goal is to improve the family's economic self-sufficiency. So the nurses work with the mothers to prepare for their future, envision what their plan for future pregnancies, and envision what their future looks like with their family. There's five key components of the program, and as I mentioned, this is all in the fact sheets in your packets, and also additional information is available on our website. But the first is the first key component is the mothers we work with. Dr. Olds found through his research that it's actually the higher risk families that we have the most impact with, and also the first time mother, being that there's a lot of vulnerability with a first time pregnancy and a willingness to make behavior changes. You're probably asking, why nurses? I'm a social worker background. And so, of course, it was a question I asked when I first learned about nurse-family partnership. And what Dr. Olds actually did, a clinical trial comparing the work of nurses with paraprofessionals. And what he found was that because of this time period being so vulnerable and such a great transition in a client's life, the expertise of a nurse who can answer questions related to their health and the health of their children really impacts their ability to understand what's going on with their body and also make real changes in their life behaviors. There's also a fact sheet in the packet that I provided that actually goes into much greater detail regarding the nurses and their mothers and the mothers that we work with. As I've mentioned a couple times, Dr. Olds did develop this program 30 years ago, and I'm not going to go into too much specifics about his research, but there have been three randomized clinical control trials that continue to be studied today. Dr. Olds' research, tons of research and follow-up research, can be found on the Nurse Family Partnership website. The first trial was conducted in Elmira, New York, the second in Memphis, Tennessee, and the third in Denver, Colorado, and those children who are now 30 years old are still being followed today. Nurse Family Partnership benefits don't just end with the families. As I mentioned, independent research studies have been conducted and have shown a potential of for when we work with higher risk families, as much as a $5.70 return on that investment. Various cost-benefit analyses have been done, so if you do come across our cost-benefit information, you'll see it depends on what calculations they used, what information they used, if they were looking at criminal justice savings versus hospitalization savings. So the costs vary, there's a few of them listed here, but I would just encourage you to either reference the information in your packet and also our website. We also have had local, in Pennsylvania, we've had local cost-benefit evaluation done. Independent Penn State University conducted a independent cost-benefit analysis and found that we've been implementing Nurse Family Partnership in Pennsylvania for about 10 years now, and there's been 25 implementing agencies, and they concluded that the approximate cost savings to the Commonwealth has been approximately $120 million. Let's skip this and go back to it. As Kay mentioned, and I'm going to talk a little bit about our experience in Pennsylvania, Public-Private Ventures is a partnering agency. There's of Nurse Family Partnership. There's a national office called Nurse Family Partnership National Service Office. And they subcontract with Public-Private Ventures to provide oversight to the Northeast Nurse Family Partnership sites. So we're a partner agency. We don't technically work for the national office. But what I like to talk about here, coming from government I've worked in government before, and I find it very refreshing that at least in Pennsylvania, we've invested in the infrastructure to support the implementation of the program. So it's my job to work with the implementing agencies to ensure that they're reaching, they're implementing the program with fidelity to the model, help them sustain themselves and prepare for potential growth, as well as just help them, you know, answer questions about training and, you know, next steps and, you know, things that an agency, you know, bumps in the road that they might hit as you go through startup and implementation. I'm going to go back. I think in Pennsylvania, our success is really truly attributed to the implementing agencies that we work with. They're committed to evidence-based programming and implementing nurse-family partnership the way that Dr. Olds intended it to be implemented. And it's been a true pleasure working with the agencies. We have a diverse group here in Pennsylvania. We have implementing agencies we have hospitals, visiting nurse associations, local community action coalitions. We have a for-profit organization here in Pennsylvania implementing nurse-family partnership. So it's been very diverse. It's been a great experience for me. And it just goes to show that an agency is passionate and willing to want to implement nurse-family partnership, that it's definitely possible. In Pennsylvania, as I mentioned, we've been implementing nurse-family partnership for about 10 years now. Sources of funding nationally. In Pennsylvania, our primary funding streams have been Medicaid, some TANF and public welfare dollars, and then also state, city, county, local dollars, as well as our agencies are responsible to come up with match. And as you can imagine, in today's economic times have struggled a little bit to find that match, but we've seen a great amount of success in terms of the community and the buy-in and understanding of the importance of investing in programs that work and that will return on that dollar. This is just a quick snapshot. This is also available in your packet. Pennsylvania is one of four statewide initiatives. We continue to see expansion of nurse-family partnership. And also are working on potentially finding federal funding stream to support nurse-family partnership. It's important, I mean, while we have a lot of philanthropic support, it's public dollars are really necessary to support this program and its longevity. Just provided you some quick snapshots of Pennsylvania's demographics. I provided on the back table a publication that Public Private Ventures published summarizing our work in Pennsylvania and replicating the Nurse Family Partnership Program and our experience over the last 10 years, and some of our outcomes as well. I think I only have like a minute left, right? in summary, I just want to say that our success in Pennsylvania, we're going into our third administration next year. First one was Republican, now Democrat. We've seen a huge amount of support from our legislature. I'm not going to say it hasn't been without a fight, and it's been a real success, I think, to our teams, our nurses. Their commitment to the program and the outcomes that we've achieved to be able to go to our legislator and say we are seeing the results that Dr. David Olds saw in his clinical trials and that we continue to improve upon. And I think it's going to take time and quality improvement and assurance to make sure that we continue to implement the program. But I have to say that we have a true committed team here in Pennsylvania, and I'd be happy to answer any questions regarding any of the implementation at the end of our presentation.